Hey, welcome to the Motherhood Unplugged podcast. I'm your host, Tatiana Karanja, otherwise known as Mama Olive, and I'm so excited to finally be bringing this podcast your way. Thank you so much for tuning in. And before we get started, I'd just like to thank Ashley Furniture Home Store for sponsoring this podcast. So this has been a long time coming, and it really started around 8 years ago when I became pregnant with my firstborn daughter. I started vlogging about my journey, and the page started to grow on its own very naturally. And 8 years later, I've become a content creator as well as a photographer. And I just realized that there was a space very much needed for mothers to be able to let loose and feel vulnerable, to be able to feel heard, to be able to feel seen, to know that they're not alone. And that's why I started the Motherhood Unplugged page. So a little bit about myself. I'm actually a photographer by profession. But when COVID hit and my page had already started gaining traction because of the motherhood journey that I was sharing, I realized that being a content creator was something that I could do professionally, and I've been doing that for the past 4 years now. Since then, I've been sharing my real relatable motherhood journey. I've been talking about the ups, the downs, the taboo, and literally everything in between. And through this journey is when I realized how much support we lack as mothers and how much we need this space. So I started Motherhood Unplugged, which is a community based on giving mothers a space to feel heard, to feel seen, to know that they're not alone, to know that there's no judgment, and to make some friends. And through that journey, we've had 6 workshops where we've met in person. And I've been really thinking about a way of adding value to that space, and this is how the Motherhood Unplugged podcast was born. The reason in which motherhood has meant so much to me is just because it's one of the most difficult and challenging things that I've ever experienced in my entire life. As well as that, it's been the most beautiful journey, and it's really got me to where I am today. It's really helped me push harder, work harder. It's made me stand up for myself as a human being, because if I don't stand up for myself, how will I teach my kids to stand up for themselves? It's really pushed me to my limits and pushed me to grow. And it's been one of the most exciting experiences of my entire life. And I just hope to share a vulnerable space with you, with amazing people, amazing panelists that are coming up. So I hope you stay tuned. We're gonna be discussing so many things on this podcast. And like I said earlier, it's all about raw, candid, relatable moments. So we're gonna be discussing about things like sex ed, nutrition, and we're gonna be discussing positive parenting, learning through play. We're gonna be discussing parent coaching, and we're really gonna be sharing our vulnerable moments with you. So if you are a mom and you're looking for a space that you want to feel heard, seen, you want to feel like you're part of a community, you want to relate with the people that you're listening to, this is the podcast for you. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm looking forward to this season. Stay tuned. Hey guys, I'm at Ashley Furniture Home Store, and I'm here to check out a few pieces for my home. I'm looking for something child-friendly, pet-friendly, and all around comfy on the pocket. And yeah, I really love the furniture here at Ashley, so why don't you come and have a look around with me? As I absolutely love these seats. The fabric, the pattern, it also feels so soft. I absolutely love them. And in my ideal world, I'd have like this sophisticated home, like office space with these couches, this painting. In fact, like this entire setup is exactly what I'd want for my, like my home office space. And have you guys experienced the Ashley mattresses and pillows? Honestly, there's no better quality sleep than on an Ashley mattress. And have you seen all the amazing furniture they have as well? Bedside tables, bedding, you know, the backboards, everything. It's actually really gorgeous furniture. If you're looking for a bed, this is where you should come. What a gorgeous dining room table. Honestly, if I had space for a dining room table in my home, this would be it. This entire setup is just so pretty. I love it so much. And I could definitely see myself, like, you know, hosting guests with these little cute like bowls and mugs. Absolutely love it. What do you guys think about this table?